So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah. Hameredis al Bailo, Pechsen lo Muxubaso, Shiva dinar Bishabas. Rabbi Huda Omer, Shiva tarpe ikin. A wife who is defiant to her husband, a knas, a penalty of 7 dinarin, is subtracted from her ksuba per week, which compels her to stop. Rabbi Huda says, a knas of 7 tarpe ikin, 7 half dinarin, is subtracted. Ad masa hu peiches, ad kineget ksubasa. This amount is subtracted as long as she persists until it equals her ksuba, at which point, yeti b'li ksuba, she is divorced and does not receive her ksuba. However, in a peiches benochasim shenaflu mebeis aviyah, the knas is not subtracted from her assets which she received from her father. Rabbi Yosi Omer, lo'olam hu peiches b'haylich, ad shem tipa lo yerushim makom achar, kaiva emena. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and says that the knas is subtracted from all her assets, even from inheritance that she received. V'chein hamarid al ishtai, meisivin al ksubasa, shleisha dinarim b'shabas. Rabbi Yosi Omer, shleisha tarpe ikin. The same applies to a husband who is defiant to his wife. A knas of 3 dinarin is added to her ksuba per week, which compels him to stop. Rabbi Yehuda says that a knas of 3 tarpeikin, 3 half dinarin, is added. The Gemara discusses the issues by which one is considered a meredes. Mitashmish kul amalei pligi to have a meredes. All agree that a wife or husband that refuse tashmish cohabitation are considered a meredes. Ki pligi mimalacha. There is a machlekes when a wife refuses malacha, to perform her tasks, or a husband who refuses to provide mezainis support, whether they are considered meredes. Rav Huna says, "Memalacha lo have meredes." One who refuses malacha is not considered meredes. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina says, "Memalacha na me have meredes." One who refuses malacha is also considered meredes. The Gemara cites a brisa, "Achas li arusa." An arusa who accepts the kedushin is considered meredes when refusing to get married. V'nesua, a nesua, a married wife, is considered a meredes when refusing her obligations. Afela nida, afela chayla, even a nida or an ill woman, are considered a meredes when refusing her obligations. V'afela shemeres yavam, and even a shemeres yavam, a woman awaiting yibum, is considered a meredes when refusing to perform yibum. Although meredes is when refusing tashmish, and some of these wives are not fit for tashmish, however they are considered meredes because they cause distress by eliminating the possibility for tashmish when they will become fit, as the Gemara says, "In a day, misha yesh lepas besaloi, the misha ain lepas besaloi." One cannot compare a fasting person has bread in his basket to a fasting person that does not have bread in his basket. The Gemara continues discussing the cases in which one is considered a meredes regarding employing the gradual method described in the Mishnah. Amemar says, "Meredes haynu de amra beinale." Wife is only considered a meredes when she states that she wants the marriage, but her intentions in being defiant are to annoy him, in which we compel her through the knas. Aval amra mois olai lekafinala. When she states that she does not want the marriage, nor the ksuba, and her intentions are for a divorce, we do not wait and compel her through the knas, but rather noisen lo get b'le ksuba. He divorces her immediately, and she does not receive a ksuba. Masutra disagrees and says, Amr Moisalai Kafinama, even when she states that she does not want the marriage, we wait and compel her through the knas. The Gemara says that although the Mishnah rules that we postpone the get until the knas equals the ksuba, Rabbi Seinu Chazru Menimnu Sheyu Machrizna La Arba Shabbos Zuacharzu, the Chum subsequently ruled that we do not postpone the get. Rather, during the first 4 weeks, she is denounced publicly Bebat Kenesis or Bebat Midrashis in the shuls and yeshivas, which will compel her to stop. Pamayim sholchan lo mibezdin. Achas koid machroza, v'achas la'achachroza. During this time, Bezdin warns her twice. Once before they denounce her, and once after they denounce her. If she still persists, after 4 weeks, v'sholchan lo bezdin havi yedas, shafilik subesayich meyomono hifsadito. Then Bezdin informs her that she loses her entire ksuba, in which yeitzi b'loi ksuba. The Gemara mentions a machlokes regarding the final ruling. Rava Amr Rav Shesha says, Halacha nimlochin ba. The halacha follows the Mishnah that we postpone the get until the knas equals the ksuba. Rav Huna by Yehuda Amr Rav Shesha says, Halacha ain nimlochin ba. The halacha follows the Rabbi Seinu that we do not postpone the get and she loses her ksuba completely after 4 weeks. The Gemara mentions a machlekes if the knas of a meredes also includes beloiseo kayomen, her existing clothing which are included in the ksuba. And the Gemara concludes that the ruling is undecided. Therefore, tafsa lo mafkinim mina. If she already took them, we do not extract them from her. Lo tafsa lo yavin la. If she did not take them yet, we do not give them to her.